The very powerful institution of nikah, the honorable sunnah practice of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has been rocked with a string of divorces in different parts of the Muslim communities. A lot of it goes unchallenged by the community, by the members of the parties that are involved, simply because it's fine. It has become an accepted practice, accepted norm in our communities. If you have a difference, then let's go apart. Young girls who get married for a very short period of time, and then they get divorced, and of course eventually many of the ulama and people that watch the counselors have said that it is the iddah period is longer than the period of marriage, sometimes a week, sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes large sums of money being spent on the wedding, lavish wedding, and after 3 months it's all over. Some give the divorce while they are on honeymoon. Some give the talaq while the woman is giving birth in the hospitals. It has become nasty. It has become very, very bad. And the blame is squarely on our shoulders. Why should there be divorces so easily? It is accepted in the deen of Allah Ta'ala, but why so easily, so easily? People don't just give up. If there's a problem between the spouses and one has a problem, one has a difficulty, one has a shortcoming, they just continue. If the wife is someone that's stubborn, that continuously talks back to husband, she just goes on. And the parents will say, encourage sometimes the children to do some of these things. We still got enough food to feed you. Such type of very obscene statements, rude statements, vulgar statements are being made to a married couple. Do you exactly know what you are doing in terms of people that are married? What is their marriage? Is it just coming to ask for a girl's hand in marriage or a boy's and then walk away from there, cook big pots of food, go and buy a whole lot of expensive dresses and a lot of expensive jewelry, throw lots of perfume, call all the people together, make a big hoo-ha, sit down, eat lots of food, go away from there? What is marriage? What is the nikah? Is this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's description of the sunnah? So distant from it. So here was a couple ready to go to get divorced. And inshallah, when we come back from listening to Dew, we'll talk about the extramarital affairs. We'll talk about the evil of the men that are visiting their mistresses and the women that are SMSing and making breaks to meet their dates. Now, if you sit back and listen carefully, here's a super solution. This husband and wife, the man was having an extramarital affair. Let's sit back and listen to the story. Spend some time, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the major problems in the marriage circles today in our communities is the issuing of a divorce, talaq. Today I have a lovely little story to read for you. 10 years ago, on my wedding day, I carried my wife in my arms. The bridal car stopped in front of our one-room flat. I carried her out of the car in my arms into our home. She was plump and shy, and I was strong and a happy bridegroom. We had a kid. I went into business, and as our assets increased, the affection between us ebbed. She was a civil servant. Every morning we left home together and got home almost at the same time. Then gorgeous dew came into my life. It was a sunny day. I stood on a spacious balcony. Dew hugged me from behind. My heart once again was immersed in her stream of love. This was the apartment I had just bought for her. I had furnished it into a paradise. You said, you are the kind of man who best draw girls' eyeballs. Her words suddenly reminded me of my wife. When we were just married, my wife said, men like you, once successful, will be very attractive to girls. I was very happy and the idea of divorce became clear in my mind. She was a good wife. Every evening she was busy preparing dinner. I was sitting in front of the television. The dinner was ready soon. Then we watched television together. While I was lounging before the computer, visualizing Dew's body, this was my means of entertainment. One day I said to her in a slightly joking way, suppose we divorce, what will you do? She stared at me for a few seconds without a word. She had lived in a crucible believing that divorce was something far away from her. I couldn't imagine how she would react once she got to know I was serious. Once my wife came to my office, Dew had just stepped out. All the staff looked at my wife with sympathetic eyes because they all knew she was living a lie. She seemed to have got a hint. She gently smiled at my subordinates as I read hurt in her eyes. Dew encouraged me to divorce my wife so that we could live happily together. She was getting impatient at being the other woman in my life. I nodded. I knew I could not postpone the divorce any longer. Dew was too tempting to resist. And I want you to ponder, I want you to think carefully. Many times you've come face to face and you needed to make a decision. The decision was, you got to issue a talaq. You got to issue a divorce. What are the implications thereof? Think for a moment. Our story starts. When I got home that night, as my wife served dinner, I held her hand and said, I've got something to tell you. She sat down and ate quietly. Again, I observed the hurt in her eyes. Suddenly, I didn't know how to open my mouth. But I had to let her know what I was thinking. I want a divorce. I raised the topic calmly. She didn't seem to be annoyed by my words. Instead, she asked me softly, why? I avoided her question. This made her angry. She threw away the chopsticks and shouted at me, you are not a man. That's right, you are not a man. That night, we didn't talk to each other. She was weeping. I knew she wanted to find out what had happened to our marriage. But I could hardly give her a satisfactory answer. She had lost my heart to a lovely girl called Dew. I didn't love her anymore. I just pitied her. With a deep sense of guilt, I drafted a divorce agreement which stated that she could own our house, our car, and a 30% stake of my company. She glanced at it and then tore it into pieces. The woman who had spent 10 years of her life with me had become a stranger.